Experts say it's amongst the top 10 most powerful quakes ever. It hit just before 6 a.m. our time. Around an hour later, tsunami waves began smashing into the northeast of the country, sweeping away everything in their path, including houses, ships, cars and farm buildings. Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan has been on TV to address the nation.
I offer my deepest sympathy to the people who have suffered the disaster. And we ask the people of Japan to act calmly.
Smoke's billowing from buildings and fires have broken out at an oil refinery and nuclear plant. Simeon Patterson's in Tokyo, 200 miles from the epicenter, where strong aftershocks are continuing.
This is really shaking rather a lot. It really is, it's continuing to shake right now, and it really is quite scary.
Quake expert Dr. David Whitehouse says its shallow depth raised the entire seabed.
This earthquake is going to kill most of its people through the tsunami, which seems to have blasted into the coast of Japan.
Coastal regions across the Pacific are being evacuated. The Red Cross warns the tsunami is higher than some islands. Our correspondent Robert Nisbet is in Hawaii.
What you're hearing at the moment is a tsunami warning. It's the second time it has sounded tonight. The police are saying all visitors to the Waikiki area return to your hotels.
Dozens of countries are under threat, including the US, Russia, Australia and Mexico. Britain says it's ready to help in any way it can, while the United Nations has 35 search and rescue teams ready to be deployed.